And welcome back. Today we're at Miles Brothers Food. We're talking with Chad and Chance Miles. Could you start out by telling me your name and kind of what your role is here within the store?
It's Chance Miles. My role is...
Whatever comes up?
Whatever comes up. I do lots of maintenance work, ordering, yeah. Employees.
Okay. And how about you?
My name's Chad Miles. Same, just owner. Mm-hmm. They're down.
Okay.
Orders, taking care of customers, taking care of the employees.
So how did you end up in the grocery business? Is this something you've been doing for a while? Did you just wake up one day and think, I want to be a grocer? How'd that happen?
Well, we used to own a meat locker for about 12 years, and then this came up available, so we were like, hey, let's mm-hmm. just try it out.
Yeah.
And then he's been in the grocery business for a while.
Yeah. Okay. So one of the things that I run across when I talk to people, that there's some of us that are in this kind of not-for-profit human services field, like at Family Counseling, and then you've got other people that are in more traditional businesses like this one. And a lot of times people approach it as though those two groups have very different missions, where I look at more as there are needs for the public, and we're all finding ways to meet those needs, whether it's a grocery store or a counseling agency or anything else out there. One of the things that we were really excited about when you guys came in and took over this building was we have communities that we serve at Family Counseling that are essentially food deserts, where you have young people that if they want a piece of fresh fruit or a fresh vegetable, they can't find it within walking distance or a short drive. And so we were really afraid that that was going to happen here. So we really appreciate you guys stepping up and fulfilling that need. So in terms of kind of providing not just a place for people to buy food, but in terms of jobs and other needs in the community, what do you feel like you're providing?
Well, we're providing... people a place to work, mm-hmm. good employment. We're helping out with the food end of it by mm-hmm. letting them not have to drive far away.
Yeah.
Keeping them close to town, keeping the money here in town mm-hmm. to help the city and help all the programs that go on in the city. And that's just kind of how we feel about it.
Yeah. Well, and if you don't mind my asking, how many employees do you have?
We're at about 36.
Wow. And so is that where you need to be? You think that's going to continue to expand?
That's probably about where we'll be.
Okay. So on Saturday, I'm sure you're pretty excited about this grand opening that you've got going on. What sorts of things are going to be happening that day?
We've got a big two-day meat sale that starts that day.
Yeah.
Got strips, $3.99 a pound, whole strips, pork butts, Boston butts, 99 cents. Mm-hmm. Ground beef 10 pound tubes for $1.99 a pound, and then we've got wagon setting up out front that's been provided by Pepsi. Mm-hmm. And
Smoking Daddy's Grill down here having barbecue,
and Bunny Bread's providing us all the buns. Frito-Lay's supposed to be providing chips. Mm-hmm.
And so these are parts of the barbecue meal that you're selling?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that was $3
a
meal?
Yep.
Yeah. And so that was part of what I wanted to talk to you about, because at Family Counseling, we really appreciate that you're doing that, because I understand that fundraiser is going to impact our Angel Tree.
Yep, it is. We're going to donate a lot of the proceeds to that, and then we've got other mm-hmm. local yeah. things that we want to try to help out.
Yeah.
We'd like to try to keep it local.
Yeah, yeah.
I know there's lots of other things out there we could donate money to, but mm-hmm. I just feel the need to do it.
Yeah.
Here.
Well, and where you're going to have people that are actually coming into your store that are going to be directly impacted by the donations that you make. So we're super appreciative of that. And for those that don't know, the Angel Tree program is a program that we've had for several years at Family Counseling, where every year around Christmas time, young people who otherwise might not be able to have a Christmas, that for $75 you can sponsor a child, and you can either use that $75 to buy them gifts that their parents can then wrap and give to them, or you can donate that to the agency, and we'll send people out to fill those needs. And so on the Christmas trees, there's a card attached with a young person that'll say their age and gender, and maybe some things that they would be interested in having, maybe some clothing needs and that sort of thing. And so it's a chance for people to get very directly involved. And so in addition to selling the barbecue as part of the fundraiser for this, that you also have a tree, I noticed, out front, mm-hmm. where people are going to be able to pick those cards up and shop for children as well.
We've probably already gotten rid of 20, I yeah. think, since we yeah. got them a couple weeks ago from Marcia.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's really the goal, is we want to clear those trees. So if you come in and you see cards on them, you know, feel free to grab one or two, and maybe we can provide some gifts for people that otherwise might not have much for Christmas. So again, I know that those of us at Family Counseling are really excited about having you here in town. Have you had much community response so far to opening up the store?
Yeah, we've had lots of good weeks of business, and had lots of comments and lots of mm-hmm. feedback from people.
Yeah. Yeah, staying pretty busy every day?
Yep.
All right, well, that's awesome. So other than that, I want to finish up by asking, what time is everything happening on Saturday? Is it just all day long?
It starts at 7, and it'll go all day long till 8.
Okay. All right. Well, Chad and Chance Miles, I thank you for your time, and thank you for the role you're filling in our community. I really appreciate it.
Thanks.